Since the pandemic started, many of us have switched to working remotely online, and it's not just office workers making the change. Farmers are using digital platforms to buy and sell livestock, with restrictions on movement and the need to avoid crowds, meaning auctions are moving from the sale yards to online. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Usually a ram sale sounds a bit like this. And the annual September sale in Gippsland in eastern Victoria is the largest of its kind in the region. But this year, as wool agent Mel Nichols explains, things are a little different.
We're about to run a ram sale, which we've put solely online.
Is that the first time you've ever done that?
Yes, it is. We thought about running it in conjunction, but given what's happening in Victoria, we just felt it was better and safer for us to have it totally online, and then people from South Australia, New South Wales or Tasmania that normally come to our sale will be able to still bid at the sale.
Rather than buyers gathered in the sale yards while the auctioneer runs through what's on offer, online sale yards collate photos and videos of what's there, and buyers bid through the click of a button rather than raising a hand. With crowd limits, border closures and restricted movement, there's been a big shift to online platforms.
Definitely. From our commercial livestock sales, we had around 5,000 first-time farmers.
Angus Street's the CEO of Auctions Plus, one of the largest online sale yards for livestock, wool and machinery. The business has seen a spike in demand during the pandemic.
We're expecting to run around 350 stud sales between now and the end of November. Previously, we have run around 150.
Year on year, the platform's seen a 51% increase in stud sales, 41% increase in sheep sales, and an 86% increase in cattle. Other factors may be at play. Some of that might be seasonal or price-driven. But there's been a noted shift due to sales that simply haven't gone ahead under restrictions.
We've just got word the Victorian government has or is looking at shutting down the physical wool auctions in Melbourne. And so we are working frantically with brokers and buyers to ensure that we are a viable solution for them if the wool auctions are shut down.
Though livestock prices have been reasonably strong this year, coronavirus clusters in some Victorian abattoirs and subsequent restrictions are having an effect.
The biggest kind of shock, I believe, is the uncertainty in the lamb market, with a number of the lamb processors shutting down in Victoria. I was looking at the lamb indicator and it's definitely come down from its heights back in April. That uncertainty is around, but I do believe there's still a huge amount of confidence in the ag sector.
And as we've all had to do in one form or another, Mel Nichols says the farmers he's spoken to ahead of next month's ram sale are learning to adapt.
We've only just started to advertise the fact that it's totally online, and all of the comments I've had have been positive. So I've been possibly a little bit surprised by that, but you know, most people I've spoken to have already set some steps in motion to be able to operate on the auction system.
That's wool agent Mel Nichols, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.